أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز صدق الله العظيم سورة الحديد verse number 25 الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us جماعة المسلمين and indeed we sent our messengers بالبينات أي بالآيات والحجج we sent our messengers we sent them with signs and proofs we sent them with signs and proofs so the person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted intellect to in this world. In other words, they are not insane. Because an insane person is of the three people, or in some riwayat, of the four people who are not blameworthy. Hatta ya'qil. Wal majnoon, hatta ya'qil. The insane person, he's not blameworthy until he becomes sane. Then he's duty bound. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all his messengers, he sent ayat wa hujaj. He sent them signs, he sent them proofs. And especially when we look at the khawariq, which is the plural of khariq, khaliq al-ada, the supernatural events that Allah created at the hands of the anbiya, we call them mu'jizat, miracles. Those were part of those signs and proofs. As well as the great intelligence, the fitna, bitta, not bitta, al-fitna. This is of the essential attributes of the messengers. تلك حجتنا آتيناها إبراهيم على قومي. This is of the great proof that we gave to Abraham over his people. Great wisdom, great intelligence. They could debate with the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the ability to win every debate, as well as the miracles that Allah gave to them. Elements of persuasion for the people of their time that they might believe in their message. And then we come to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final messenger, who was also given miracles, khawariq al-ada, supernatural events which Allah created at his hands, at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the splitting of the moon and many other things, as an element of persuasion that the people of his time might believe in his message. But because he's the last and final messenger, he also needs a miracle that's going to be for all people and all times, ila qiyam as-sa'ah, until the last hour. And that, of course, is the Holy Quran. So there's no excuse. And for those who have been presented with those signs and with those proofs, and they still disbelieve, they will have to answer for that disbelief on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of the true believers. Ameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed we sent our messengers with signs and proofs. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابِ Allah. And we sent down the revelation. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا And for every one of you, we made for you a law and a way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in these revelations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a law and a way by which we must live. After having seen Allah's signs and seen the proofs that point to the oneness of Allah. As the poet says, فَوَعَجَبًا كَيْفَ يُعْصَى الْإِلَهِ أَمْ يَجْحَدَهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ He says, how strange it is. How can Allah be disobeyed? How can anybody disbelieve in Him? When in everything there is a sign that points to His oneness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after having been shown all those signs and those proofs, Allah sends down also revelation that once having believed, we also obey. We follow the example of the messenger. We take what he has given to us and we stay away from that which he has forbidden for us. وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا That which the messenger gives to you, take it, implement it. And that which he tells you to stay away from, stay away from it. وَأَنزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ We've sent down the revelation and the scales. The Mufassirun, they say, this is the scales of justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ Allah commands with justice and with excellence. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to do is for our benefit. And everything that He tells us to stay away from is to save us from detriment. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ In order that people can live with justice. They can live with the true belief. And they can live with the true law. And through that, the equilibrium, the just balance will be created in society for mankind. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدَ فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ And this is where the name of the surah comes from. Surah Al-Hadid, the chapter of the iron. And we sent down the iron. We sent down the iron. Now there are various opinions as to how iron came about in this earth. One of those opinions is that iron comes from meteorites. It's quite interesting when you look at the tafsir of the classical scholars, they didn't have this interpretation. They came with a different interpretation because they didn't understand the connection between meteorites and the presence of iron. In this dunya, or on the crust of this earth, or in the crust of this earth. So from this particular website I was looking at this morning, Sciencing, it says here, massive chunks of rock known as asteroids have broken apart throughout the history of our solar system, sometimes through collisions with other asteroids, showering down smaller chunks of rock. The meteorite fragments that came into Earth's atmosphere and did not burn up in the intense heat brought iron to the planet's surface. So we take it literally. وَأَنزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ And we sent down iron. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَيَرَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَيَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ And they will see those who have been endowed with science. Ilm is science, knowledge. The ilm we get from the ayat, the science we get from the signs. The Quran is a book of ayat, signs. And from those signs we get the science, we get the knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they will see those who have been endowed with knowledge, when they open this Quran, they will recognize for certain that this is a book that was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the truth. And it guides to the path of the Almighty, the Most Praised. Jalla fi'ula. فيه بأس شديد. in it there is great strength. The Iron Age began, they say, roughly speaking, about 1200 BC. This is the time that Nabiullah Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam became the king of the United Islamic Kingdom. The Islamic United Kingdom. Why Islamic? Because all the Anbiya are Muslimun. And we have covered that, alhamdulillah, sufficient times. And it's very interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about Hadid, He mentions specifically Nabiullah Dawood. وَأَلَنَّ لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. And we made pliable for him iron. For who? For Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the beginning of the Iron Age. Allahu Akbar. Du'atul Muslimin, you know, as we all know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Read this Quran. Ponder over this Quran. This is an eternal miracle from Allah. In it are all the signs and the proofs. For those who have not yet believed, and to strengthen the faith, the iman, and I start with myself, for those who have already believed. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Qur'an, or are there locks on their hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us of those who ponder over this Qur'an, so our iman might increase, and our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His law might strengthen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. فِيهِ بَأْسٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. In it there is great strength and benefits for mankind. I'm sure if we had to ask any of the khabawmana, our brothers in construction, we know that iron is the forefather of steel. Can you imagine construction today without steel? And great benefits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted therein. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is the crux of the matter. This is the mihwar, this is the axis around which our entire discussion shall revolve. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسُلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. In order that Allah might make manifest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word وَلِيَعْلَمَ وَلِيَعْلَمَ, in order that Allah might know. But that's an incorrect translation, because Allah knows everything. Not in order that Allah might know. عَلِمَ مَا كَانَ, He knows that which was. وَعَلِمَ مَا يَكُونَ, He knows that which is. وَعَلِمَ مَا سَيَكُونَ, He knows that which will be. وَعَلِمَ مَا لَا يَكُونَ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ كَانَ يَكُونَ. And He knows that which will not be, and if it had to be, how it would be. So not in order for Allah to know, no. In order that Allah might make known. In order that Allah might expose, make manifest. These are the days that we are living now, Jamaatul Muslimin. Allah is exposing. Allah is making manifest. Allah is making known. As we discussed many months ago from Surah Al-Ankabut, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, does mankind think they're just going to be left alone after they have said, we believe? Take note, if you consider yourself to a believer, and I speak to myself first, Allah make us of the true believers. Don't stop making that dua, Jamaatul Muslimin. Does mankind think that after they have said, we believe, that they're not going to be tested? And that word is not fitna bitta, wisdom, but fitna bitta. Fatantu al-dhahaba wal-fiddata bin-nar. What did the Arabs say? I tested the gold and the silver with fire. That's where the word fitna comes from, to test. Sabaknahu nahsabuhu lujayna fa'abdal kiru an khabath al-hadidi. We tested it thinking that it was a piece of silver, and the fire exposed its impurities. So just by saying we believe, Allah is going to test us. Why? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. In order that Allah might expose and make manifest and make known who are those who have been true to their covenant with Allah. And who are those who have belied and broken their covenant with Allah. And further on down in Surah Al-Ankabut, I think verse number 11. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. In order that Allah might expose who are the true believers, and in order that Allah might expose who are the hypocrites. May Allah not make us of them. And it's very easy to be a hypocrite. Even said Sayyidina Umar, of whom the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Umar, anta. And لو كان نبيا بعدي لكان عمر. He said, if there had to be a prophet after me, it would have been Umar. But Muhammad is the last and final prophet. But look at the praise that he gives to Sayyidina Umar. He said, Ya Umar, anta, you are the light. Anta siraju ahlil jannah. You are the light of the people of Jannah. And of course, Sayyidina Umar was one of the 10, Ashrat al-Mubashirina bil Jannah. He was of the 10 people that were promised Jannah. But yet, for the entire Nubuwwah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, since he embraced Islam, and he heard that Hudhayfa, Katimu Sir Rasulillah, the keeper of the secret of the Messenger of Allah, when he heard that Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu had the 17 names of the hypocrites of Medina, Sayyidina Umar didn't leave him alone. He wanted to know if his name was on the list of hypocrites of Medina. A person, it is said, كان يخاف الله خوفا يعتقد أن النار لم تخلق إلا له وحده. A person that believed that the fire of Jahannam had only been created for him. A person that believed, لو جاء الناس يوم القيامة ودخلوا الجنة جميعا إلا واحدا لخشيت أن أكون ذلك الواحد. He said, if everybody had to come on the day of judgment and enter paradise except for one person, I fear that I might be that person. Sayyidina Umar, Allahu Al-Faruq. The one who differentiated, that's his nickname, the differentiator, Al-Faruq, الَّذِي يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. Yet he was so afraid. But Hudhayfa was not allowed to divulge the secret. Then when the Prophet passed away, in the Khilafat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he wanted to know, is my name on the list? Eventually when he became the Khalif, he said, Ya Hudhayfa billahi alayk, by Allah, هَلْ وَجَدْتَ اسْمِي بَيْنَ هَؤُلَىٰ. Have you found my name amongst the names of the hypocrites? Hudhayfa looked at him and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge in Allah from what you are saying. Anta min ashrat al-mubashirin bil Jannah. You are of the 10 people that have been promised Jannah. Yet he was still worried that he could be a munafiq. How worried should we be, Jamaat al-Muslim? So let's come back to Surah Al-Hadid. وَلِيَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ وَرُسَلَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah has given us this deen. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us, Jamaat al-Muslimin. When are we going to realize what we have and what we could potentially lose? So Allah has given us this deen. He sent His messengers. He sent down His revelations. He gave all the signs and the proofs that are still with us today. Some collecting dust on the shelves, yes. In order, and all the other favors that He has bestowed upon us, in order that Allah might expose who are those that are going to aid Allah. Allah need aid? Allah need help? No. In order that Allah might make manifest, may yansuru deenahu. That's what it means. In order that Allah might expose, make manifest, just like He's making manifest who are the true believers and who are the hypocrites, Allah is making manifest who are those that are going to stand up for Islam. Who are those that are going to stand up for the deen of Allah and stand up for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Bil ghaib. Bil ghaib. When we haven't seen Allah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Musa, لَن تَرَانِي. On the dunya, you'll never see Allah. Day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَةٌ. Allah make us of them. On that day, their faces will be illuminated, looking towards their creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How that will be? Allahu a'lam. But we will see Allah, like the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الْبَدْرِ. And you will see your creator and sustainer like you see the moon on the night when it is full. That's how clear we will see Allah then. But here, can't see Allah. So those who haven't seen Allah, and here, us, we haven't even seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet we believe. Amanna. We believe. We believe in Allah. Amanna billah. Wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. Wa bil qadri. Wa bil yawmi al-akhiri. Wa bil qadri khayri wa sharri min Allah ta'ala. We believe. Allah is making manifest, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah is exposing. Inna Allah qawiyun aziz. Indeed Allah is all-powerful, the mighty. Why does Allah tell us after that? Because those are the ones that Allah is going to aid. Those are the ones that Allah is going to strengthen with His power and His might. Those are the ones that Allah is going to give victory to with His power and His might. Those are the ones that Allah is going to save on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and even save them on the dunya from kufr and dalal, from disbelief and misguidance, with His power and His might. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum, wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. O those of you who believe, if you aid Allah, meaning if you help the deen of Allah by standing up for Islam, standing up for the haqq, then Allah will help you, and He will make you steadfast. He will make your feet, in other words, He'll make your faith steadfast. It will not waver. Oh Allah, grant us faith that is unshakable, Ya Rabb. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقَدَامَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells us, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي. Those that follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. At the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. So those who believe in Him, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and they honor Him, وَنَصَرُوهُ, and they support Him. They support what He believes in, and what He stands for, and His sunnah. This is the true, as we have spoken a few weeks ago, the true mark of a person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a person who loves his sunnah. The Prophet said in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi fi sunani, man ahabba sunnati ahabbani. Whoever loves my sunnah, my way of life, they love me. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. And of course, Allah make us of them, ameen. And of course, not lip service. You know, the poet says, أَتَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ. إن هذا لأمر في القياس شنيع لو كان حبك صادقا لأطعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. Do you openly disobey Allah? At'afwan, he says, At'asi Allah. Do you disobey Allah whilst openly expressing love for Him? Indeed, in that, in analogy, this is a despicable matter. If your love had been true, you would have obeyed Him. Indeed, the one who loves is most obedient to the one whom they love. And how do we express our love for Allah? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ. So those who believe in Him, وَعَزَّرُوهُ, and honor Him, وَنَصَرُوهُ, and they help Him. Meaning, they help the deen that Allah sent with Him. They help, they stand for the Qur'an, they support the teachings of the Holy Qur'an and the sunnah of Khair al-Anam, salawatu Rabbi salamu alayhi. وَاتَّبُعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. There we have it. And they follow the light that was sent down with Him. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They will be the successful ones. May Allah make us of them. Jamaatul Muslimin, there are only two parties. There are only two parties. And I'm not talking about the conservatives and the Republicans. And I'm certainly not talking about the ANC and the DA. Nor am I talking about the conservatives and the Labour. Look at that chaos. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الله لا يغفل ولا ينام. Allah does not sleep, Jamaatul Muslimin. Very shortly after she received her premiership, she became the leader of the Conservative Party. And she became the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Not so great anymore. She went immediately to the CFI, Conservative Friends for Israel, and she said, I'm a huge Zionist. Those were exact words. She said, I'm a huge Zionist. الله لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither slumber nor sleep seizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the circus that they are showing to the world right now. Allah doesn't sleep. So there's only two parties. Hezbollah, and I'm not talking about the one from Lebanon. Another topic for another time. That's not Hezbollah. Hezbollah and Hizb al-Shaytan. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Those that align themselves with Allah and His Messenger, they stand for Islam, they're not afraid. لَا يَخْشَوْنَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. They don't care what people think of them or what people say. They stand for the haqq. They align themselves with Allah and His Messenger, and those who believe, they align themselves with the believers. Not mudhabdhabin, you know. I'm with you guys, you know. It's okay, you know. We understand. You know, subhanAllah, Jamaatul Muslimin, I know, wallahi, we live in negative times, but there is always hope. There is always hope. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, "La tazalu ta'ifatun min ummati dhahirina 'ala al-haq." He said, there will always be a group from my ummah that will be standing for the truth, openly. ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ لَا يَدُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ. No harm will come to them, those who betray them. No harm will come to them from those who betray them. حَتَّى يَأْتِي أَمْرُ. Until the command of Allah comes, until the matter, Allah brings the matter to being. In other words, day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ. As long as they have remained on the truth. So there will always be a group. May Allah make us of them. There will always be a troop that will be standing for the truth. And you know, recently, over the past few days, I've met a few youngsters, subhanAllah, young people, that are being faced with so many challenges. They are being faced with so many obstacles, people hindering them from the path of Allah. And especially when it comes to this LGBTQ plus fitna that has now proliferated. And you're going to see, Jamaatul Muslimin, in our community, you're going to see a polarization. You're going to see a polarization. The community is going to become divided. And we seek refuge in Allah from that. And we ask Allah to unite us on the haqq. But we are already seeing it. We're already seeing it, the conversations. Over the last few days, how many conversations I've had with people telling me, you know, Sheikh, I was at a function at my auntie's house and she invited these two lesbians. And another brother last night was saying to me, he said, you know, I was just having a conversation with these Muslims and they were saying to me, you know, you mustn't be so hard on the gay people. They were born like that. Allah had a kufr. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a person in that state. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَ. When Allah has sworn that He has only created males and females, and that's the only relationship of intimacy that He has deemed lawful through marriage. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to create a person that is going to desire, a man that is going to desire another man over a woman. Then you are ascribing oppression to Allah. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, hadi ayyam al-fasl. These are the days of separation, polarization. Call it whatever you like. Choose your party now. And I speak to myself first. Excuse me for shouting. Excuse me. Wallahi, I don't think we realize what we are facing. Choose your party, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Who are the two parties? We've already done the one, which is the party of Allah. And what is the other party? استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. Shaitan got the better of them. Whispering. That's all he can do. You can't force us to do anything. Whispering. Whispering. Shaitan got the better of them. فأنساهم ذكر الله. And caused them to forget the remembrance of Allah. أولئك حزب الشيطان. Indeed, that is the party of Shaitan. ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. Indeed, the party of Shaitan. They will be the losers. Jamaat al-Muslimin, a few verses, and I see my time is up, but just a few verses before that, Allah says to us, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't you see a people? Or don't you see those that have aligned themselves to people whom the wrath of Allah is on? Be very careful who you align yourselves to today, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Be very careful you take as your friends today. Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. Every person is on the way and life of their friends. So watch out who you take as your friends. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says at the end, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. This is what it is. Those that revolt against Allah. This is a revolt. This is a rebellion against Allah. Those who rebel against Allah and His Messenger and make an enemy out of Allah and His Messenger. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ. They will be the most humiliated. Then Allah says at the end, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Can you fight Allah? You want to make war with Allah? وَاللَّهِ اللَّهُ لَا يُحَارَبْ. War cannot be made with Allah. Allah says at the end, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ. Allah has written. What is He written? لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Me and my messengers, we will be the conquerors. We will have the victory. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. And there He says the same thing that we found at the end of that verse in Surah Al-Hadid. Indeed, Allah, He is the all-powerful, the Almighty. Choose your party and stick with that party, because that will be the party that will be victorious at the end of the day. May Allah make us of them. May Allah guide us. May Allah guide our children. MashaAllah, there's a lot of, like I say, there's so much hope. There's so many good youngsters out there. We need to encourage them. We need to support them. We need to help them. We need to give them more education, because they are the ones that are going to lead us under the flag of La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. For us and for our future generations, may Allah guide and protect us all. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار ذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط وأنزلنا الحديد فيه بأس شديد ومنافع للناس وليعلم الله من ينصره ورسله بالغيب إن الله قوي عزيز صدق الله العظيم فيا أخوة الأفاضل علينا أن ننصر دين الله لأننا إذا فعلنا ذلك كما وعد سبحانه وتعالى في قوله جل في علا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم وما أحوج نحن إلى الثبات على صراط الله المستقيم في هذه الأيام يا أخوة الأفاضل فنسأل الله تعالى أن يثبتنا ويجعلنا من الذين يقومون بالدعوة إلى الله وبنصر دين الله ولا نخشى لومة لائم فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمداً رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلوق حسن. واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارضى اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابة أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلى بفضلك كلمة التي لحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرم مسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا أكرم الأكرمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. قام الله دامت دام السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد
لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله 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 أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة دار السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظنا يا الله من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.